So we just read in Parshas Lech Lecha about the famine in Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim to find food. And on the way, he tells Sarah that these guys are very, very immoral, and therefore you should say that you're my sister, so if they think you're my wife, they'll kill me to take you this way. If you're my sister, they may take you, but at least they'll let me live. Okay? So the Ramban over here comments on this. And he says as follows, right? The third line down, the end of the third line. Vida. Ki Avraham Avinu choto chet godol bishgoga. Avraham Avinu committed a great error. Bishgoga, shogeg. It wasn't intentional. But it was a shogeg, something he was missing, some knowledge, some information, some insight, something. Shehevi ishtoi hatzadekes b'michshol ovoin. He brought Sarah into this situation where they might more likely take her, because now she says she's not a married woman, so it put her in harm's way in terms of arayis. B'pnei pachtoi pen yarguhu. Out of the fear that they were going to kill him. He was afraid they would kill him if they think she's his wife. So he says, you're my sister, and then they're not going to kill me at least. But in the process, he put her in more danger because of the fact that now they're more likely to take her, to be mezana with her. Rather, in other words, it sounds like this was his mistake. He should have trusted in Hashem that he will save him and his wife and everything that belongs to him. Why? Ki yesh beloikim koyach lazor ulahatzil. Because Hashem has the power to save, to help and to save. So the Ramban here is explaining the first mistake that Avraham Avinu made. He says the first mistake was, he said to Sarah she should say she's his sister. He was lacking what seems to be, he did a chet b'shoigeg. It seems that what it was he should have rather had bitochen in Hashem that he will, b'sheyatzi lo yisu es ishto v'eskola shol, he'll take care of him. And then he adds, why? Why should he have had that bitochen? In other words, what's the operative factor here? Ki yesh b'elikim koach la'azul ha'atzil. Because Hashem has the power to save and to help and to save. Okay, that's one piece. Then he continues on the second era. Gam yitzioso min ha'oretz, also the leaving of Eretz Yisrael b'chlal, not what he did on the way to Mitzrayim by telling his wife that she was his sister, but even leaving Eretz Yisrael b'chlal. Ki yesh b'elikim koya, oh no, I'm sorry, shenitztavo leo batchila. He was commanded originally to go to Eretz Yisrael. So I'm sorry. Oblivious. He was commanded to go to Eretz Yisrael. So, and he left, mipnei horov, ovoin asher choto. It was an oven. Oven is worse than chet. Before he said chet choto b'shoigeg. Oven is mazed. He did a much worse avera here. Ki ho elikim berov yifteru mimoves. Because Hashem, in a famine, will saves a person from death. That seems to be a takeoff of a posuk in Eov. There's a posuk it's paraphrased. It's almost those words. Val ha-maisa hazeh, and this maisa, which is going down to Mitzrayim b'chlal, Nigzar al zaroi hagolus beretz Mitzrayim biyad paroi. Because of this maisa, the golus Mitzrayim took place. B'mokim hamishpot shomo hachet, or shomo horesha v'hachet. In the place of mishpot, you go. In other words, the place where the chet was committed, that's where the mishpot will be delivered. So we're dealing here with two mistakes that Avraham Avinu made. Now, when we talk about Avraham Avinu, we talk about the Ovis, we're talking about superhuman giants. So we're not talking about mistakes in the form that we understand them. On the other hand, they're written for us and they're explained for us because we're supposed to relate to them and learn for our level. So we have to deal with it as if it was something that we can understand, or at the same time knowing full well that the issues were so much more elevated and sophisticated because of the greatness of who Avraham Avinu was. But Lamaisa, the lesson for us to learn is two things. Avraham Avinu Kilo made two mistakes. One, he should have had bitochin that Hashem will save him and didn't have to lie and say that Sarah was his sister and put her in even graver danger. And the second mistake was he should have gone to Mitzrayim Bichlal because Hashem is... this was an even a worse mistake, an ovoin, which was punished by his children having to go to Mitzrayim because of the kimberov yiftenu mimomis. Because Hashem, in famine, will saves a person from death. So, what's going on over here? Two mistakes in the inyone bitochon that Avraham Avinu made. Let's analyze them a little bit to see what we could learn from them. So, first of all, let's put one more piece of information on the table. There's a tour. The tour, it brings the Ramban in the column on the left, and he says, because of Ramban, he brings it, almost paraphrasing, not exactly, but quite close. Then at the end, he says, if you look like the five lines up, he disputes with the Ramban. The tour was like a Rishon, like the earliest, the latest of the Rishonim. The Rosh was his father, and then the tour, and after that was sort of the cutoff point of the Rishonim. But he disputes the Ramban. He says, "Ve'ein nirechet l'Avrom be'omru al sora achosihi." Why? Adarabba, schus ani malamed olov. I would be malamed schus on him. Why? Shelo rotzo lismach al hanes. Avraham Avinu didn't want to rely on miracles. These guys are shtufei zimo. They're going to take this lady, and they're going to kill him. And if he's not the husband, okay. So he didn't want. He'd have to have a nest not to have her taken. Because that's what they do. They that's their lohu dacharayas.
And if he was the husband, they wouldn't take him?
What? No, then they would kill him. No, but he means for sure. He should have bitochen. You go down, say you're the husband, and nothing's going to happen. They won't kill you, and maybe they won't take him. Maybe they will, but they won't kill you. So.
Well, why wasn't that his establishment?
What?
He needed to have a plan. He needed to have an idea.
Well, that's what he's saying. No, that's what he's saying. So he's asking that. So that's exactly what he says. Adarabba, schus ani malamid olov. Shaloi rotza lismuch al hanes. Ki korov hoya adova. Shiargoi. Most likely, they would have killed him. And that would have been an S if they didn't kill him. Ki amitzum royei zimo heimo. They're full of zimo, and they would kill him to take his wife. So he's asking, he says, what do you want from Avraham Avinu that he told her to lie? He didn't want to rely on miracles. To go down to Mitzrayim and say, hey guys, this is my wife and I dare you to kill me. You know, that would have been suicide. So he didn't want to rely, that would have required a miracle. Ain't so mechalal on this. So he doesn't understand why it's considered a chet. So I want to ask you a question. Why doesn't he ask on the second situation? He only asks, and what, you know why Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael? Because he didn't want to rely on a miracle. There's a famine there. There was nothing to eat in the whole place. So you need a miracle if there's no food. If there's a famine, nothing's growing, nothing's there. So it's the same reason. Yeah, he does.
But the other person seems to indicate that it's a regular thing. It's not a miracle.
What's
the
regular thing?
That Hashem provides for people when
so we'll see. Very good, very good, very good. So let's go there. I want to go step by step. I think you're right. I'd just like to add one little twist to it, but not say a twist. I'd like one little point to it, but we'll go there. So I think that's another question. So we have that question. Number one, why the Torah only asks here and doesn't ask here, and we have a possibility of an answer. Let's start from the beginning to see what's going on, and then maybe we'll be able to deal with that question better. So first thing, Avraham Avinu told his wife to say that she's a sister. Okay. And it was a shoigeg, it was a mistake. He missed something that he didn't realize, because hoylo liftoach, he should have trusted Hashem, because yesh belikim koach nazir lahatzil. Okay, so we have the tourist question. What do you mean he didn't want to rely on miracles? But there's another question over here. He says, he should have trusted Hashem. Why? Ki yesh belikim koach, because Hashem has the power to save. Excuse me. What's the thing that takes the Ramban himself in the Sefer Emuna Bitochon? What takes Emuna, and why doesn't the person who's a Ma'amin in Hashem necessarily have Bitochon? The Ramban explains because he's afraid Shema Goram Acher. In other words, if I have emun in Hashem, I know he can do anything. He can do anything. He wants to do everything. He's full of chesed and everything else. But I have one problem. You know why I don't trust that it's going to happen to me? Maybe I'm not deserving. Because he created a world with a system of mishpat. So he says, you know why he should have had bitochen in Hashem? Because Hashem has the koyach. He could help and he could save. Avraham Avinu had a problem with that. That's not the chesaron of bitochen. The chesaron of bitochen is to say that I am worthy, to say that he's going to do it for me. Shem agor machet, maybe I'm not worthy. So he says, no. The chesaron of Avraham Avinu was because yesh koach Hashem la'azul ha'atzi. In other words, it sounds like if Avraham Avinu would have had a deeper understanding of the extent of Hashem's powers, that would have made all the difference. Then he would have been able to have bitochen. He had an understanding of Hashem's powers, number one. Number two, that's not the problem with bitochen. A person can understand, can have emunah shleima, 100%, I know Hashem can do anything, but I have a problem. Maybe I'm not deserving. That's the problem. That's the nesoyin of bitochen. So he says, no. Hishoyle liftach, why? Because Hashem has the ability to do anything. Very, 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 very bizarre. Okay. So, I would like to suggest the following first, just to try to explain this, and I think it's an important concept. It seems, there's no question about the Ramban himself, I should have brought that actually from the Sefer, it's the beginning of the Sefer Emunah Bitochen, where he has a whole thing on Emunah Bitochen, Ramban himself, same Ramban. So, it seems that, yes, the direct interference with the Ma'amin having Bitochen is because of Shema Goram Achet, maybe I'm not worthy. But what happens is that connects in some way with, oh, this is too big. This one is too big for him. I can't imagine that he's going to do this. In other words, if, for example, let's say, for example, I need a small thing, small favor. I can have bitochen. I'm not so worried Shema Goram Achet. Why? Because I see the likelihood of it happening. So psychologically, I don't worry so much about whether I'm worthy or not because it's easy to happen. But when something is so overwhelming, so I can't imagine I deserve that. I can't imagine I deserve that. So memele, the Shema Goram Achet is connected with the fact that this is so overwhelming. When a person, let's put it like this, yeah? If a person gets a regular paycheck every week, okay? So I don't imagine that he's going to have a problem. Shema Goram Achet, maybe I'm not going to get my paycheck this week. It happens. I've been getting it for the last 25 years. I get my paycheck, I mean, certain circumstances, but there are always exceptions. But I've been getting it. I said, I don't have a problem with that. But no, this year I'm going to get $1 million bonus. Yeah? $1 million bonus I'm going to get. Wait a minute. Now, Hashem can give you $1 million bonus just like he gives you a paycheck. But because it's such a high level of miracle needed, I don't know, maybe I'm not worthy. How could I be talking on such a thing? So it seems very clear that even though what directly interferes with the bitochen is maybe I'm not worthy, in the background that's influencing that from working or not working is the fact of how difficult it seems, how unlikely it seems, how it almost seems, cholila, I don't mean to say it, beyond Hashem's capabilities. So even for Avraham Avinu, there was some level of, again, on his level, we're not allowed to say the chesroinus, but the Ramban tells us there was a problem here, that he should have had a deeper focus on the fact Hashem could do anything. In other words, the more I focus on what Hashem can do anything, the more I realize this is no big deal. The more I focus that Hashem can give me $1 million bonus, the more it becomes just like my regular paycheck. What's the big deal? For Hashem, it's the same thing. So we see from here that besides the focus on Chesed Hashem, in order to overpower the Shema Goram Achet, we say, well, listen, I may not be worthy. Yeah, but Hashem gives to not worthy people too. Afilu rosho b'teach v'Hashem chesis sovevenu. Hashem is always giving, 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 giving. You don't have to be worthy. Kodesh, kodesh, kodesh means Hashem is infinite in his midah of giving us beyond what we deserve. But besides that, since it's a difficult thing that I'm asking for, I also have to refocus my thinking on Hashem can do everything, anything. Now, that means that...
You mean difficult on a human level?
What?
Difficult.
Yeah. This seems to be of course they're going to kill me. They're going to take her and kill me. But no, Hashem could do anything. When I focus on that, then it makes it easier for me to have the bitochen. Because when bitochen is undermined, even though it's undermined because I'm really saying, I believe in Hashem, but I don't know if I deserve it. But on a certain level, it's also because I wonder, is he going to do such a big miracle? But because if it was a small thing, I wouldn't be worried. Again, a small thing, I'm not worried. Shiva going to my head. Yeah, of course it's going to happen. It's very simple. Of course I trust Hashem. I'm not worried about it. But as it gets so big, and as it becomes such a big schus, and as I begin to feel that I'm not worthy of it, I also connect with the fact that I wouldn't say I don't think Hashem could do it. Nobody would articulate those words, but I just can't imagine. I can't imagine. How can he give me $1 million bonus in the middle of nowhere? Right? How could it be? So that means the lesson for us is, number one, that we have to realize that we have the need, if a person wishes to strengthen his bitochen, he has to do two things. Focus on the chesed Hashem. Hashem's chesed is infinite and endless, even to Rishoyim. So even if I don't deserve it, Hashem responds to people who have bitochen, so you can trust him. But we also have to work on the fact Hashem can do it. Yesh koyach belekim Lazar lahatzil. Avraham Avinu had to focus more on that. If Avraham Avinu had to focus more on that, certainly we do. So that's it. So in other words, if we're facing an issue tomorrow, I'm actually facing an issue tomorrow. So two things I have to focus on. Number one, Hashem's chesed is infinite. And even if I don't deserve anything, but he gives people that don't deserve every day of the week. In fact, that's one of his specialties. That's what life is all about, giving people more than they deserve. But besides that, I have to, yes, he can make anything happen. Well, and of course I know that. Yet you know it, but how deeply do you know it? How focused are you on the language, on that concept? How many times have you reviewed it? How deeply have you internalized that intellectual realization that Hashem can do anything? That too is critical in order to be able to have bitochen. Now, it's true that the Torah says that Avraham Avinu should not have been taken to task because he didn't want to rely on an S. What the Ramban's answer to that is, I don't know, but I know that the Ramban's shita is that the highest level, that the people on the highest level should not be doing hishtadlus. That's the Machlokes Ramban Machlokes Halavos. The Ramban seems to say, really, you're not supposed to do Hishtadlus. You're supposed to have Bitochen. You don't need Hishtadlus. Machlokes Halavos says you need Hishtadlus. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanta explains that there's really no Machlokes. It's just arguing about the level of the person. On the highest level, he shouldn't need Hishtadlus. A person on a normal level, a lower level, the Machlokes Halavos is speaking to, he needs a status because he's not on that total deep level of bitochen and on his connection to Hashem. So I guess the Ramban will answer the Torah and say, hey, you know, you're asking on Avraham Avinu from this shita. Avraham Avinu was above that. He shouldn't have been doing any hishtalos. He could have had absolute bitochen. And Ramban, as we just explained, is explaining what the chesaron in his bitochen was. Okay.
So but not relying on a miracle doesn't apply to people at that level?
What do you mean? No, on the highest level, you don't do hishtadlus. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, the Machlokes Ramban, the Chovas Halvavos, was the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara in Brocha says, I think it's Lamed Vov, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai sat in the cave and only learned and didn't do anything. And he was supported, you know, the Bokza tree and the whole business. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you have to do it, you have to work with Safta Dugonecho. And then the Gemara says, Harbe Yosu ka Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'lo also be Yodom. Many people tried to copy Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, it didn't work for them because they weren't on the level. For that, you have to be on the level. Anyway, so that's that. Now, in terms of the second thing, going down to Mitzrayim Bichlal, so over there, he says that he should have known that Hashem was, what's the pasuk? He says, "Hevikim barov yifdenu mimovis." Hashem in hunger redeems people from death. So the question is, the Tur didn't ask on this. In other words, the Tur she tosa holds he should have done ishtadlus. So why over here don't you have a taina on him? He shouldn't do ishtadlus. So why don't you? Why over here don't you ask? I Avraham Avinu, why did he go to Mitzrayim altogether? He should have done ishtadlus. He should have stayed there, and he should have done ishtadlus. No, come on, wait a second.
Should have stayed there, and he didn't.
He should. In other words,
relied on a miracle.
That's right. He should have relied on a miracle. So no, wait a second. I'm getting confused. One second, please forgive me a moment. The Tur asks. He says he didn't want to rely on an S. So why over here doesn't he say there shouldn't be a tefillah on Avraham Avinu? He didn't want to rely on an S. Oh, okay, that's right. So what's the Ramban hold? So Poshut, you say, well, the Ramban holds you're supposed to rely on Nisim. So why didn't the Tur ask? He asked on the first Ramban, who holds you, that's their machlekes. The Ramban holds you, you're allowed to rely on Nisim, and the Tur says no. So the Tur should have a tain on the second one, just like the first. They're both the same. I think the Peshat is what you said. This seems to be a posuk. The posuk says in kimat this with these words in Iyov. I looked it up. I forgot exactly the difference. So the Peshat is like this. The Tur doesn't have a taina on the second one because on the second one there's another compelling reason for Avraham Avinu not to do his shtadlus and to rely on miracles, even though his sheet, the Tur sheet, is that he shouldn't. What is it? It's not a miracle. It's shteitn pusik. The pasuk says, "Vehekim berov yifteru mimoves." That doesn't require relying on miracles. Relying on miracles is when I have to say, "Well, I know Hashem does this, but this is a big miracle." The pasuk, the haftocha, so to speak, takes it out of the category of miracle. For example, we say that if a person says with kavona pesaches yodecho umasbia lechol chay rotzin Hashem, you open your hand and you satiate every living creature, rotzin, according to some of the mefarshim, according to its desire. According to other mefarshim, is according to Hashem's desire. But either way, Hashem is pesaches yodecho umasbia lechol chay. In fact, the Medrash says gedoyla parnoso yosem geula. Parnos is even greater than Geula. Because by Geula, the Posek says, HaMalach HaGoelisi. Sometimes Hashem sends to redeem a Malach. But by Parnos, it says, Pesaches Yodecho, you open your own hand, Umaspiel Chol Hashem signs the checks. He is the Zohar Mefarnes directly, Bechvoidu V'atzmoy. So Memele, if there's a Posuk, then it's a different story. Then the Bitochen is more, it's like, He promised! So if he promised, I'm not relying on miracles. It's not a miracle that God keeps his promises. Maybe it's a miracle that we keep our promises. I know a lot of people that it's a miracle if they'll keep their promise. But if he keeps his promise, that's the way it's supposed to be. Memela, the Tur didn't ask on the Ramban because the Ramban, Avraham Avinu should have known, Berov, he should have known Sefer Iyov. Avraham Avinu knew the whole Torah. Because he was machaven to it before, even though the Torah wasn't given. And the Gimur of Yiftenu Mimoves. That's why he says, that was an ovoin, and not a shegig. It was an ovoin because there's a posuk. It's the ultimate reality. You looked it in the face, and you still went and did ishtadlus? Your children have to go to Mitzrayim now for that. Whatever that means, it affected, it lowered his level of ruchnius and mela. They had to go to Mitzrayim in order to elevate it. It's not a punishment because you don't punish children for their parents' sins. That's a different discussion. Oh, well, the Maisa, that's how serious it was because it's a posuk. You know, I often think that we say, for example, some people said slichas today in Bahab, we say, I say, imonu kumo shiv tachtonu, v'af gam zeis b'eretz oyeveim. Tviyeno lahar kodshecho, like it says, v'aviyos lahar kodshi, molos lavavenu lahavad yirushamecho, shenemar v'omol Hashem alokech zelovcha. Why are we always bringing psukim? We ask Hashem to do something, we bring a posuk. Because when there's a posuk that strengthens our bitochen to the ultimate, tviyeno lahar kodshecho, ishteitin posuk, you promised! So Mimela, that gives us a bitochen that's above everything else. And therefore, if Avram Avinu didn't rely on that, but rather felt he couldn't rely on that, and he had to go to Mitzrayim, that was a terrible mistake. Because Elokim Berov Yiftenu Mimoves. It's a whole different story. Now, what this really means is that there are a lot of things Chazal tell us, and we have to be able to rely on them. It says, Shluchim Mitzvah Einan Nizokin. Very nice. But what does that mean? That really means you have a promise. Now you can rely on it. I don't know. I once had a riot clear, but at this point I can't say definitively. But I don't know if Shluchim Mitzvah Einan Nizokin applies to someone who doesn't feel confident that Hashem is going to protect him. Because what it is Shluchim Mitzvah Einan Nizokin, it's a promise. It's a but if you don't rely on Hashem's promise, if you ignore Hashem's promise, then what should the promise is? And who do I promise to? I promise the people that trust me. But if you ignore the promise, then who knows? Maybe it doesn't work. But Seiches Yudem is the same thing. That the Torah promised Hashem, David HaMelech said about Hashem, that's like a promise, like it says in the Torah, that he's Peseches Yudechu Masbiochar. That's why it says a person should be careful to have kavona. And if he didn't have kavona, he should even go back, maybe it says there, to that part. Because that's it. That's the Chizuk and Bitochen. And that's the ultimate Chizuk and Bitochen. And it's not even considered Derech Nes, because Hashem promised. So Avraham Avinu had this promise in Eretz Yisrael that Hashem is Poydeno Mirov. And he went and did that. That was his mistake. And that's why the Tur doesn't contest it. The Tur doesn't contest it. He says, he didn't want to rely on miracles. There's no miracles here. When Hashem promises, it's not a miracle. Oh, what's a miracle? A miracle is when you see Hashem in the world. You see Hashem in the world. A nes. What's a nes? A nes is like a banner. When Hashem split the Yam Suf, that's a nes. You see Hashem in action. When the Pasuk says it, you saw it. That's it. But we, unfortunately, don't have such a derech eretz for the Pasuk. But if the Pasuk says it, that's it. It's like I mentioned last time when I had this, I think I mentioned last time, about Makabal Olav Ol Torah. When I had this ASIC, when the guys wanted to stay in the yeshiva in L.A., but they had a t'nai, they wanted to make sure that I spend the whole morning in the Beis Medrash, and I said, I couldn't do it, I have too much on my plate. Da, 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 da. I went home, I asked my wife, she said, Mishneh Pirkei Avos, HaMekabel Olav Ol Torah, Ma'avir Mimenu Ol Malchus Vol Derech Eretz. If you accept the Ol Torah, you'll sit in the Beis Medrash the whole morning, besides just giving a shir, then the Malchus, the payroll taxes, and the Derech Eretz, and they're making money. And that night, I met the guy who took us completely out of debt with a million dollar Yerusha. Completely out of debt. That's it. It's a reality. It's a mission.
Was that before he committed?
What?
Was that before he committed?
No. The story was, I thought I told it last week. That's why I didn't want to go repeat it again. But I my wife told me, said, it's a Mishnah. I said, I'm maskim. The next morning, I told the guys, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I'll be in the Beis Medrash. That night, I met Ronnie Mayer. And he said, my father wants to talk to you. Because within a couple of weeks, we had a guy. He put us in his will. He passed away, left us $1 million. That was it. Because if it says in the Torah, if it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Torah, Hashem is promising. Oh, promise. No miracles involved here. It's more than that. It's a done deal. Q Omar Vayehi. There's not even a Toich Kedei Dibur in between. Vayomer Hashem Yehior Vayehior Peseches Yodech Masbiel Cholchai Rotsi. But it seems that I have to use it to rely on it. That's what it was given for. It was given because I assume, I don't know, this needs more Iyun. But I assume if Hashem promises something and you don't rely on it, you don't deserve that promise. You know, you don't rely. I promised you. How could you not rely on me? I mean, imagine. You know, if I promise somebody something and I feel I have a good reputation, I have a lot of integrity in this, and the guy says, I don't trust you. I says, you know something? I'll take my promise someplace else. You don't trust me. That's not the kind of thing that would... Anyway, that's my suggestion to what's going on over here. not sure, it's a little bit complicated, it's a little bit conjectured, I admit, but I think that's what's happening. So the lessons to us are numerous. Number one is that when we're shaking or shaky in our bitochon, not only to get rid of the Shemagora Machet should we fight and strengthen the realization of Hashem's chesed, but we should also keep refocus again on that. He can do anything, including this. Picture him doing this thing that seems so impossible to you. That's one. And the second one is that when it says in the Pasuk, that's a whole different world. What it says in the Pasuk, that is the reality. In fact, more than that, the reality unfolds because it says in the Pasuk. Not the Pasuk reflects reality. You know my story with Chad and Trisha. I must have told this story here too. Invited some, I think your family knew them. They lived across the street from us on Miranda. And they went to the day school. And we invited them for a Seder on Pesach night. And so for some reason I asked this stupid question. I said, why did we have to go out of Mitzrayim so fast? Whatever. So Chad was about 9 years old at the time. I know the answer. Because we have to eat matzah on Pesach. And his father, who didn't know very much, was very embarrassed. Because I guess it must have said on the Manischewitz matzah box that we eat matzah on Pesach because we get out fast. Not we had to go out fast because we have to eat matzah on Pesach. So his father was like a little bit... So I wanted to say to Dad, I says, you know, there was a great rabbi who lived about 150 years ago, Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik, the father of Chaim Soloveitchik. So he says, he said exactly what Chad said. He says that the Torah preceded creation. And since there's a mitzvah in the Torah to remember going out of Mitzrayim b'chipozon, therefore we had to end up going out of Mitzrayim b'chipozon in order to be able to keep the mitzvah. Because everything happens, unfolds according to the blueprint. That's what a blueprint is. A blueprint is everything's, well, this exists where it is, and this where it is, and this, all because of the blueprint. Ah, so we think. So the Hashem is the Zohar Mefarnes because it's shteitn posuk b'yseach es yodecho. Hashem is the Mekabetz Golius because it says Vaviyosim al Kodshi. Hashem is the Moles Lavavenu. Hashem is this, Hashem is that, because it says so in the Pasuk. So once it says so in the Pasuk, for us that has to be the ultimate statement of truth. And you can rely on that. And that's not even considered Simchat HaLanes. Okay, that's my story.